Now, welcome back to Money News. Now, on that subject of negative gearing and the differences between the two political parties, a really interesting report today out by CoreLogic RP Data that says that the market may be doing what really, I guess, the authorities wanted to do themselves. And that is, if rents come down, eventually what happens is that so too will property prices. So just think, there was a piece in the paper today, Freedom of Information report from the Reserve Bank, which goes all the way back to December 2014, when the Sydney property market in particular was running hot. People were worried about a bubble, whether it would explode, lead to big crashes in prices. And then the authorities were seeking, shall I say, alternative strategies to let the air out of the bubble slowly, as distinct from having it explode. Now, what they ended up doing was saying to all of our bankers, number one, you've got to put more capital aside to back your loans. And number two, we're going to restrict the growth in your lending to investors to 10% a year. If you go over that, you're going to stop lending. Simple as that. Now, it seems as though the answer about negative gearing, which was maybe you restrict it in some way, and you don't grandfather it so you don't get a collapse in prices, which is largely similar to the Labor Party's policy, was very much what the Reserve Bank was thinking as one of the options. It didn't go with that option. It went with others. But if you did introduce maybe the Labor Party's policy, what the Property Council said yesterday was it could lead to recession if all house prices start to come down. But rents, as I say, are already slowing significantly. Cameron Cusher is the Senior Research Analyst at CoreLogic RP Data, put these numbers out today. Cameron, they do show a real slowing in rental growth.
Thanks, Ross. They do. So over the last 12 months, we've seen across the combined capital cities, rents have actually fallen by 0.2%, which may not sound like a lot, but we've been tracking rental growth since 1996, and we've never seen rental market conditions weaker than they are at the moment.
So since 1996, so we're talking 20 years ago, you have not seen rental conditions as weak as they are now. So what are the contributory factors?
There's quite a few, obviously. If we have a look at what's happening across our capital cities and certain larger regional markets, you're seeing an awful lot of new housing supply at the moment. We've also, particularly for units, and units are more than twice as likely to be rented than houses are. The other factors, wage growth is exceptionally weak at the moment, so people just simply can't afford to pay more for rent at the moment because their wages aren't increasing. Other factors to consider as well. Recently, we've seen investor activity in the housing market rise to its highest levels on record. So you've got a lot more stock being sold to investors, a lot more stock then entering into the rental market. And the other factor of that as well is population growth has been slowing. So whilst we're getting more rental stock out there in the market, we're not actually getting as many people coming to Australia and looking for that rental stock as we were a couple of years ago.
Okay, classic supply and demand. What's happened is that the supply of apartments in particular has gone up in the major capital cities, but the demand has gone down because people don't have wages growth and the immigration numbers are falling. Cameron, what happens historically when the rental growth starts to slow to prices?
Well, we find that there's obviously two options. People, if they are not paying as much in rent and not seeing those rental increases, may actually start to save a bigger deposit and move into the housing market. But, of course, a lot of people, very little of this rental stock is actually owned by the government. Most of it is owned by private investors. So it may actually lead to a bit of a pullback in prices in some of these areas. And we're already seeing that quite evidently in the unit market. Although prices aren't falling, if we look at markets like Melbourne and Brisbane, where we've had unprecedented levels of new unit construction, there's a massive discrepancy between the capital growth rate for houses and units in those areas. And we'd expect that gap is going to continue to widen.
Okay, so in other words, a market being a market, if you wait long enough and the supply and demand equation tips in favour of the supply is tipping the other way, it's tipping in favour of the those people who are renting and is tipping against those people who are owning, that eventually prices start to moderate and therefore those people who have been renting get their chance to potentially buy their properties. I mean, this is just old-fashioned market economics. You don't need governments necessarily to interfere fear to have the market dynamics eventually take their shape.
That's exactly right. And the other key point to make is if we look at the return from investment property, now obviously people have been getting pretty strong capital growth in Sydney and Melbourne, but that is starting to slowly slow down. if we actually have a look at rental yields, they're at historic lows now in Sydney and Melbourne as well. So I think you're going to find over the coming year, there's going to be less people willing to enter into the market as an investor because A, rents are starting to fall, B, the capital growth picture is not as strong as it has been, and it's just not worth that risk to be taking out an investment property in some of those larger capital cities right now.
So are you suggesting that these numbers, 20 years lows for rental growth around the nation, do you believe that this will lead us over the coming months when we talk about your house price data to see that we're seeing falls in house prices in many of our major capital cities?
Our view is you're probably not quite going to get to falls by the end of this year, but we definitely have the view that both Sydney and Melbourne, you're going to see that rate of capital growth slow. Values are already falling in Perth and Darwin, and that's continuing. But certainly, once we get into 2017, we think that there is some potential for some values to fall, particularly across the larger capital cities like Sydney and Melbourne.
There you go, Cameron. Go on, Cameron.
It's just going to take a while for that momentum in the market to really continue to slow down.
There you go. Cameron Kusher is the Senior Research Analyst at CoreLogic RP Data. 20-year lows for rental growth around the country, and it goes with record lows for wages growth. So those two things, just have a think about it and what it will do for property prices. Cameron Kusher, always great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Ross.